Welcome to the end of financial year VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 28th day of June 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris VK7 Zulu India Romeo with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group, MF&HF relays, 476 kHz, trial transmission from northwest to VK7, Brenton VK7 Hotel Papa, 1.86 MHz, Graham VK7 Golf Sierra, 3.67 MHz by Dale VK7 Delta Golf, 7.14 MHz Ross VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 14.13 MHz by Justin VK7 Tango Whiskers, VK28.525 MHz Gary VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, and locally in Hobart on UHF CB Channel 24, Mark VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie and Hotel Foxtrot Charlie 24 with Luke VK and no call sign. Missed it live. Catch the replay Tuesday 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA North, VK7RHT and on UHF CB 24, HF CB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. MCOM News. Protection of emergency frequency following major earthquake in Venezuela. From the IARU to IARU Region 3 member societies. IARU Region 3 has been informed by IARU Region 2 of a major earthquake that struck near the coast of Venezuela on the 24th of June 2026. At approximately 2204 UTC. Preliminary reports indicate significant damage in several areas, including the capital city of Caracas. Power outages and disruptions to normal communications infrastructure have been reported, resulting in increased reliance on amateur radio emergency communications networks. According to information received from the Venezuelan Radio Club National Emergency Network, and IARU Region 2 Emergency Communications Coordinator, Venezuelan radio amateurs have activated emergency communications operations on HF and digital modes to support ongoing response and coordination efforts. In support of these emergency communication activities, IARU Region 3 respectfully requests all member societies to advise their members to avoid transmitting on or causing interference to the following emergency frequency whenever possible: 7.135 MHz on the 40 meter band. This frequency is currently being utilized for emergency communications traffic related to the earthquake response in Venezuela. Member societies are encouraged to share this advisory through their local national networks and emergency communications groups. Radio amateurs monitoring this frequency are requested to maintain good operating practice and give priority to emergency traffic. IARU Region 3 extends its solidarity to the people of Venezuela and the amateur radio amateurs supporting emergency and disaster relief communications. We stand ready to support any requests for assistance coordinated through IARU Region 2. Thank you for your cooperation. 73D Agenge Adiita YB1BTM IRAU Region 3 Chairperson Disaster Communications Committee. ACMA News. Stay up to date with the ACMA Amateur Radio Newsletter. The Australian Communications and Media Authority is encouraging amateur radio operators to subscribe to its amateur radio newsletter. The free email newsletter provides updates on amateur radio regulatory developments, consultation opportunities and other matters affecting the amateur service in Australia. As the ACMA continues to review and update various radio communications arrangements, the newsletter is an excellent way to stay informed directly from the regulator. Subscribing is quick and easy. Simply visit the ACMA subscription webpage, enter your details and select the amateur radio option from the list of available newsletters. The service delivers important information directly to your inbox on a semi-regular basis, helping ensure that you don't miss future consultations, regulatory changes, or announcements relevant to the amateur radio community. For more information and to subscribe, visit the ACMA website and follow the subscribe